Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm Jill Dunn and I'm here alongside Carlene Higgins. Carlene, your screen is moving. Is there a poltergeist in the room with you?
I'm a little No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. I've been watching ghost shows, okay. So you know, don't freak me out. I might not sleep tonight.
I mean, I'll keep an eye on what's behind you. It stopped moving, but I don't know. I got a little thrown there for a second because you're recording in a different area.
Yes, my desk is an absolute disaster area because we just got back from LA. Mm-hmm. We had the best time. We did so many recordings. We're so excited to share those with all of you. But I'm a little bit behind. So my desk is in one of those states where it's overflowing with stuff. And it's basically blocked off with yellow police tape. So as a result, I had to find another corner to talk to you. And so hopefully this will do.
Yeah, it's fine as long as it's not haunted. Today, we're coming at you with a hashtag damn goods episode. You know, these are the monthly review episodes that we do that we know that you all love and where we kind of survey the market and let you know what we think is getting the beauty editor hashtag damn good seal of approval.
That's right. And today we're switching it up a little bit in honor of Earth Month. We are shopping our own stash. We're doing a little bit of like slow shopping, if you will, or slow beauty.
We're going into our vanities, our top shelves, and telling you the products that we legitimately are reaching for time and again. Occupational hazard is we test and swatch a lot of products. We will always do that. We will continue to do that. But there are holy grails along the way that we are never letting go of. And we thought, what better time to sort of revisit those than now and encourage you all to use the products that you have, get to that empty status. It's very satisfying.
Yes, I agree. And I love the idea of personally of taking a hiatus from spending.
Yes.
Because for myself, I shared this with you, Jill. I haven't shared this with our listeners. I don't know how many people will actually care, but I had a household snafu. When you're a homeowner, sometimes stuff like this happens. And we got hit with, I kid you not, a $5,000 water bill. Ooh. $5,000 for a period of like 3 months. I'm not going to go into the details, but
two words,
I can tell you that.
Pump. Malfunction. Yeah. Yes.
It was working too well. So
yes.
I had to put the brakes on my spending, and I have been with my fashion, you know, my closet, I literally was kind of making a pact. I'm only going to thrift this year.
Yes.
However, I did break that because then Jill and I were in New York and I bought a pair of pleated black dress pants, but I have a very, very small edit of what I'm allowed to buy. And if it doesn't hit that criteria of what's missing in my closet, like three items per season, I'm not buying it. So, you know, this is a variation on that, I would say.
Yeah. Shopping your own closet, basically, but the beauty edition of that. And I think you have been doing well. I know the local store that you go to, you go there so often. I actually asked you if you had a personal shopper there.
It's true. Shout out Common Sort in Toronto, because they actually buy your clothes from you and then I get a store credit and then I just shop that store again.
Keep going in
that
circle.
Like a Frankie t-shirt, black leather blazer. Like I honestly need to do a TikTok of my favorite finds from there one time, but it just keeps going in a loop. You know, I love it.
Closing that loop, baby. So, yeah, and we definitely heard a lot of feedback from all of you in our survey. Thank you again for participating in our survey, that you wanted to know what we were going back to and reaching for time and again, what we were emptying. So we're also coming at you with that intel today. And I think I really had fun putting this list together because I was like, oh, yeah, that and that and that. And I think all of you will be interested. There's SPF, there's moisturizers, there's lip products. There's a product I can't live without for fading my acne scars. I know that Carlene has a lot of makeup as well and just so many goodies, you know?
I'm so excited to share my finds with you because really what this is to me is an update on the products that I'm using every day. Like when we go to record, what is the makeup that I'm leaning on? Because I've gotten into a rhythm.
Yeah. And,
you know,
friendly reminder that, you know, maybe you want to shop this month, maybe you don't, but we will be linking to every single thing that we talk about over on our website if you are curious to take a look. Should we get into it, Carlene?
Absolutely. Let's go. This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So we've been talking all about shopping your beauty stash today. And I mentioned that this is the year of me shopping my own closet. I'm buying very few select pieces brand new, which are filling some very specific holes in my wardrobe. And honestly, I went really hard when I binged my shoe closet during the pandemic. I actually find it kind of a struggle to find shoes to wear with certain outfits right now. So if you are also missing key essentials in your shoe wardrobe, listen up because Macy's Great Shoe Sale is here just in time for spring. From April 4th to April 16th, get 40% off when you buy two or more pairs of shoes or 30% off one pair. And because I'm practically a professional shopper at this point, I want to share with you my edit of what I've been loving that's on Macy's.com right now. First up, if you're shopping for the season sneaker, I'm loving Nike high top blazers. It's a throwback to a style that they had back in the 1970s. They're not quite as trendy as the Air Force Ones that every teenager has. I just bought a classic white pair with a black swoop. I love this look with a black blazer and a pair of baggy jeans. And for summer, there hasn't been a summer in years where I'm not living in my Birkenstocks. Macy's has good stock right now of the classic Arizona style, the toe-covering Boston style that's sold out so many times. They have them with and without shearling. Okay, dress-up styles. I've had my eye on classic black loafers for so long. Macy's carries Bass Weejuns. These are a total throwback from my high school preppy era. They're still super well priced and they have an updated style with a lug sole as well. I'm obsessed. And finally, 90s wedge silhouettes are officially back. There's a silver metallic pair from Calvin Klein. They're practically giving them away right now. So make sure you check out Macy's.com before it's too late at Macy's.com/shoes. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
All right, Jill, always curious what's on your skincare top shelf or sink side. Mm-hmm. What have you been reaching for, shopping for in your stash? What are some new faves?
This is a sunscreen that I have gone through 3 tubes of it now since discovering it last summer. I am absolutely obsessed with it. Mm. And I think any oily skin person out there will also be obsessed with it. The brand is called Skin 1004. It's actually a Korean beauty brand. I discovered it because the good people at Stylevana sent this to me. So Stylevana.com is a website that ships K-beauty and hard to find beauty products. They ship them all over the world. It is so affordable. It's actually $19, $24 Canadian, and there's always all kinds of sales happening. And it takes a while to mm-hmm. ship, by the way, but it is legitimate. It is a legitimate retailer online. And so this is a chemical sunscreen made in Korea, my new holy grail, like I mentioned, zero white cast, perfect texture, mm-hmm. a little bit of a matte finish, not like you put it on your face and it's stuck to your face. It's just a nice, nice satiny matte finish on your face. No pilling whatsoever. No stickiness whatsoever. And it's SPF 50. And why I love it, Carleen, is it's the full name of the product, the Madagascar Centella Hyaluronica Water Fit Sun Serum SPF 50. So it's a bit
okay,
of a,
that's a mouthful.
It's a bit of a mouthful. And the brand is a little unusual too. Skin 1004 is the brand name. And so it's got my favorite ingredient in there of all time for sensitive skin, which is Centella Asiatica. It's known as tiger grass in a lot of other K-beauty products. It's also got niacinamide in there. So that's great for barrier repair and sort of like boosting my barrier, brightening any sunspots that I have. And I just love that it just has the perfect finish. And if you are a fan of the Joseon, Beauty of Joseon SPF, which I know is a cult favorite, this is like a slightly tweaked, even better version of that sunscreen. And it's reef safe and it just goes on beautifully on my skin. And I have read a lot of reviews for people who have melanated skin types, and they are fans of it as well. Like no white cast at all. And for that amount of money, like incredible.
Say the price to me again.
It's $24 Canadian and $19 US, but there's often sales. So like that's drugstore price.
Amazing. Yeah, that's fantastic. So what other skincare are you loving, Jill?
Okay, I need to tell everybody about this. And frankly, I kind of forgotten about this product, but I just got a re-up of it. And I was like, oh yeah, I do love this. And I'm happy to have it back in my hands again. This is the Paula's Choice Clinical Niacinamide Treatment. This is $52 US and $72 Canadian. It is in a dropper formula. And this is something that I am obsessed with, because you can use it once or twice a day, but it really is just super good for barrier repair and for brightening. If you have a lot of acne marks and you really want to just like take it to the next level with brightening, 20% niacinamide, it really works and it does not irritate my skin. Now, is this something that I'm going to be using every single night? No, but it's sort of like the big guns that I pull in whenever I do have a lot of acne scarring marks. When I want to do like some mega brightening, this is the go-to. And I saw a video from Paula herself that this was something that she got the brand chemist to create just for her, because they were like, no, we cannot put that on the market. It's almost like too potent. And then, but she was using it like behind the scenes, and then she got them to like tweak it and make it as potent, but like even more favorable for all skin types, sensitive skin types. So it's got niacinamide in there. Of course, I really find a difference with like clogged pores. It like is like an unclogging pore magic potion, I swear. And it's got vitamin C, and that's also brightening, obviously. If your pores look a little bit like caved in, it kind of like plumps them out.
Interesting. Okay. That sounds like something I need in my nose area, especially because I have broken capillaries, and I know niacinamide is supposed to be good for that. I have a question though, because I remember we interviewed somebody, I can't remember who, and they said the ideal amount of niacinamide is between 5 and 10%, and you don't need 20.
Yep.
Is that does that apply here? Or
yeah, like Paula, I said off the top, like I said, it's basically this is what I pull out when I really want to bring in the big guns, so to speak. When I have a lot of scarring, I don't think you need this for every single day. I think a 5 or 10% is great. And we talked to Dr. Whitney Bow about this. That's who we were having the discussion with about niacinamide, because we know that it's like the most Googled ingredient right now. She basically said, you know, 5 to 10 is fine. And the reason that she doesn't recommend higher than that is some people can experience sensitivity or like a bit of a bumpiness or redness from niacinamide. I'm quite sensitive. I did not experience that with this product. But, you know, if you are someone who gets bumpy or has allergic reactions at the drop of a hat, maybe don't go for 20%. I'm just here to tell you that for me, it works and it's back in the rotation. I'm only using it like twice a week.
Right.
It doesn't need to be every single day.
And they just came to Canada, right?
Yes. Brand? So you can finally buy Paula's Choice in store at Sephora now, where I think a lot of Canadians for years, I mean, we did that whole episode with Paula Begon from Paula's Choice. She's iconic. Paula's Choice, the exfoliating toner, of course, we've recommended it many times. It's in our Hall of Fame. I got a lot of people hooked on that product. I kind of like told them about it and they were like happily paying for the shipping, the extra customs duties and all of that. But now you can buy it from Sephora, get those Rouge points.
Amazing. And I know the Sephora sale is coming up soon. So just a heads up.
Yep.
I think the dates are out, aren't they?
Yes. It's April 14th is the starting date.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Well, if you are shopping, if you didn't get a $5,000 bill, you know, surprise water bill, you know what to do. What else have you been singing the praises of lately?
Okay.
To anyone who will listen.
Okay. I am going to talk about a cleanser that's new to me, but I'm sure it's been on the radar of a lot of our listeners. It's actually from a brand called Dime Beauty, and it's their gentle jelly cleanser. It's $24 US and just like a little bit more in Canada. It is actually, they're one of our show partners, and that's how I was introduced to the brand. Legit. We actually have a 20% off code if anybody wants to check it out. It's dimebeauty.co and use our code beauty. So this is what I've been using as my second step cleanser. And it's in this sort of, you've probably tried it too, Carlene.
You know what? I've tried a lot of the products, but for some reason I haven't tried that one yet. So I'm listening.
Okay.
You have the floor.
So it's basically a apothecary style glass bottle, which definitely it feels like it should be double or triple the cost. I swear. When it's in my shower, I'm like, oh, that looks like it's from Saks Fifth Avenue or something. Like it's very premium. And the whole line was actually co-created by an esthetician. I've been loving this as my second step cleanser. And it's because it has this jelly-like texture and it uses coconut-based surfactants. So it's not stripping at all. It's not drying. So if you do have oily skin or normal to oily going into the summer, it is something that I would highly recommend. And I definitely take my makeup off with my makeup eraser or with a pre-cleanse, an oil cleanser first, and then I go in with this. It's not meant to take off your makeup. They don't say that it does. So I really like it. It's got coconut and vitamin E in there. It also has lycopene, which we know is like antioxidant based. And it's just that it's my favorite texture. Yes, it's just like foams up perfect in the shower. And because it's, even though it's glass, it has a perfect pump on there. You don't use too much. It doesn't slip out of my hand in the shower. I'm into it. And save 20% code beauty.
I mean, it's a pretty good price point too. Yes. It's hitting, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not too expensive either. I love that.
I did try their mineral sunscreen too, and I thought it was good. What's on your top shelf that you've pulled for this special edition of the Damn Goods?
All right. I'm going to tell you about some of my favorite makeup that I've been living in. So number one, I have to admit that I was influenced. Okay. I was influenced by Alex Earle. I'm almost embarrassed to say that because she's probably half my age. She looks nothing like me. I think she's entertaining, but to me, not very relatable because I'm just not living that life.
You're where
I'm out
till
4 a.m. and then I look. No. And then I, you know, get up 3 hours later and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm hungover as hell. And I still look like a friggin' model.
Yeah.
But It was when I was first checking her out, and she, you know how she does. She was talking and telling a story about like partying all night, whatever. And she pulled out her hourglass ambient lighting edit palette. I believe it was this exact one, but it might have been slightly different. The one I'm holding up is the Universe Unlocked. It's $85, $126 in Canada. Mine is way back from the holiday 2021 collection.
I was just going to say, let me see the cover of that. This is something, you know, Carlene likes this. She's been hoarding it. Okay. Yeah.
So, well, actually, what happened was we interviewed the founder of Hourglass Cosmetics, Carissa Janes.
Yeah.
And that was around this time. If you guys haven't listened, go back and have a listen. Because I think it's probably still one of the only podcasts she's done. And so they sent us a boatload of their products, and I never tried any of these palettes. Oh. And I'll tell you why. It just seemed way too intimidating. Mm-hmm. There's like 6 shades in here, and I'm not a professional makeup artist. And I was just like, what do I do with all these? It's not, you know, some of them look like bronzers. The other one are blushes, but there's 5 different shades in here. And I was like, I don't get it. I'm lost. And as Alex Earle was talking, she just did it so quick.
Yeah.
And she did, you know, the bronzer in the cheeks. She put on some blush, you know, she put some across the nose. But then she took the bronzer and she just swooped it. She had to be out the door in a second, guys. She was going to God knows where, some private jet probably. And she just took the bronzer and put it on her eyelids. And then she took some of the pink, which is like that beautiful kind of like NARS orgasm pink, slightly pinkier. And she like put some over top of the bronzer on her eyelids and then a bit of the highlighter over top. It was like all using the same brush. It was so quick and it looked so beautiful so fast. And I'm lazy slash busy. And I was like, I can do that.
Yeah.
So I whipped out the palette and I've been using it ever since, almost every single day.
Yeah.
And I brought it to LA. Well, this palette, the one I'm holding.
Yeah.
I've been using it every day. There's a darker kind of like maroon kind of a blush. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably for medium skin tones, this one. But I've been using that as an eyeshadow sometimes just to switch it up. I love it. Just brings harmony to the face using it all over. And of course, the Hourglass products, that iridescence, it's just unmatched and how it blends in seamlessly. Mm-hmm. And then I use just a bit of brown eyeliner in my lash line and I'm good to go. And I've literally gotten compliments from my friends on this makeup look. Like they've noticed a difference and it's just like instant soft glam.
Well,
for every day,
I'm
addicted.
And I'll never forget what Carissa Janes talked about. She said she wanted to create a makeup brand to put the makeup artist in the product. So you don't need to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
She said you could literally just take the same giant brush, swirl it into all 5 products at the same time, put that on your face and you'll look good. You know?
Yeah.
And
I know it's crazy. And it's kind of like surpassed my love of Charlotte Tilbury now.
Definitely.
Because like I've said a few times, I get so confused by that brand now. So I just think for the everyday woman like me who is looking for something that is for us like lazy slash busy, but a noticeable level up, this is your jam.
And
it's worth the money. Yes, it
is. And how many times does the Vanish Airbrush Concealer come up? I love that product too. It's so pretty. And especially if you are concerned about like any lines around your eyes or anything, it's just so flattering. Everything that they do is so flattering. They don't launch a ton of products, but what they do launch is so curated and beautiful. Yeah,
I love that they don't launch a ton of products. Stick to what you do and do well. Okay, now I want to show you my latest favorite brow products. This is the Winky Luxe Unibrow Precision Eyebrow Pencil. And this is actually the mini. The price for the full size is $18 US, $27 Canadian. This little mini guy, look how cute it is. It's about as tall as, oh gosh.
A cigarette.
I say it's as tall as. Yes.
It was just, you were just holding it like a smoke.
Yeah. So this little guy is $8 US for the mini and you can find it at Target. So I went to an event because this was just launching at Shoppers Drug Mart in Canada. So they handed me this and Winky Luxe is kind of a very indie little brand. They're kind of well known for their, they've got these clear lipsticks that have almost like flowers inside, yep, a lot of glitter.
Really pretty.
Looks like the line is for kids. But the girl who was at the counter, she's like, have you tried the brow pencil? And I said, no. And she's like, you really should try it. It's so, so good. And I thought, you know what? I will try it because a lot of the brow products I've been trying lately have been duds. I find a lot of those precision pomades where you're supposed to do your own microblading, it's like, no, that is just, it's way too harsh. And then the one that's almost like a mascara with pigment in it, mm-hmm, the problem with those is when you brush your eyebrows up, it goes above onto your makeup and it's a pain in the ass. So honestly, a pencil is just easier for me. And this is a universal brown color and it honestly looks so natural on me. And I much prefer it to say the It Cosmetics universal one, mm-hmm, which does not, it's not universally working for me. So I can't guarantee this will match everybody's brows, but I have dark brown eyebrows that are like almost have a blackish undertone. So black is too dark and most browns are too warm. And this one nails it. And it's just the perfect soft pencil. It stays on all day. It's really like this, I'll be using this to the end.
Great. And like so affordable, yeah, too. Proud that Pair Eyewear is one of our show partners this week. So today we're talking all about the ways to look hashtag damn good and be cost conscious. So it's the perfect time to share my love for Pair Eyewear. And what makes Pair Eyewear so genius is that you can get multiple looks for less than $100, including your prescription. And how it works, you simply choose a base frame on their website. They have a great virtual try-on tool that makes it really simple. I personally have the Reese frames in the tortoiseshell color, which I've gotten tons of compliments on. But where the magic happens is with the Pair Eyewear magnetic toppers. So they let you change up your style in a snap to suit your mood or occasion because they just simply snap right on the front of your eyeglasses. They're truly a game changer, especially if you're driving. So many times last summer I was driving and it was a cloudy day and then all of a sudden it was a sunny day and I just reached to my dash and boom, put the sun toppers on top of my glasses and the game was changed. So they have literally hundreds of magnetic top frames to choose from. There's ones for men, women, and kids. The whole family can customize their look. There's timeless classics like superhero, sports team, sparkle, and more. And you can even channel bold artistry this spring with the launch of collections celebrating Frida Kahlo and Van Gogh. And Pair is budget friendly, ultimately without compromising on style. And that's why I love it. Great news. We have a special offer just for our Breaking Beauty fam. Bring more color into your world this spring with Pair Eyewear. Go to paireyewear.com/beauty15 for 15% off your first purchase. Once again, that's Pair spelled P-A-I-R eyewear.com/beauty15 to get 15% off your first purchase. Paireyewear.com/beauty15 for 15% off your first purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
What else? What other makeup are you living in right now?
Okay, I'm going to give a shout out to a powder highlighter that I think should be on everyone's radar. And I think, frankly, it probably already is because it's selling out constantly. But this is from Rare Beauty. It's their Positive Light Silky Touch Highlighter. It's $25 US and around 33 in Canada. And it's a really, really silky illuminating powder that kind of reminds me of a more modern version of like a MAC mineralized skin finish. And
oh, yes.
How I like to apply this, a very little amount goes a long way. And they actually have like a kind of like a dome brush that you can apply it with and just to like the tops of my cheekbones. And it's just like, whoa, like megawatt. This is something that would be very pretty sort of all over the eye, sort of as a wash of color. And the one thing I would caution about is that it has this convex dome shape, the product itself in the container. Mm-hmm. And I do know based on social media that you drop it, it's done. Like it is very, very, very okay. Delicate to the point where Sephora has a bit of a disclaimer on their website that says made of 50% pearl micro shimmer set in a semi sheer base. This highlighter is more delicate than it looks. handle gently. I'm just saying it may not be great for travel, but if you can get it at home and treat her like she deserves to be treated, she's worth it. And there's four different shades. I like the one, I think it's called Exhilarate. I don't have it in front of me right now, but they're really pretty.
Yeah. This is what you need to, again, speaking of reusing and shopping your stash, get out those Glossier padded, you know, zipped pouches.
Yes.
And keep her in there. She needs her own padded room.
It's funny you say that. I did do that when I brought her to, I did bring this product to Los Angeles, and she was in her own Glossier travel pouch because I knew, because I saw, I was like, I don't want this mess, but I want to bring this product. It's quite a dilemma.
Well, you know, the love for rare beauty continues. My favorite celebrity beauty brand that's out there. And I have to tell you about the Rare Beauty Kind Beauty Matte Lipstick in the shade Creative. Mm-hmm. I'm holding it here. And it's just, it's, they call it a soft peach. I just, for my skin tone, it's like the perfect nude. And I honestly have been searching years for that. I find often they're too pinky for me or too yellowy. They just look like my skin tone. I've been loving this one. And you know, I'm a fool for matte lipsticks. This one is really comfortable. It just is. They've come so far with that kind of technology. So I've been living in that one. And then I use my good old Patrick Ta lip pencil. It's the Monochrome Moment Precision Lip Crayon, and She's Proud. So I think I forgot to say the price on the lipstick. $20 US, not bad at all. Mm-hmm. And $26 Canadian. And then the lip pencil is $26 US and $34 Canadian. So I like to do, I just slightly go outside my lip line, guys, to make it look a little fuller.
Yeah.
And then I apply the Rare Beauty lipstick. And then my latest thing, I'm having fun with my lips. I use this giant Charlotte Tilbury pencil and I just put it like along the Cupid's bow. And I like to pretend that I'm contouring my lips. Sometimes I'll do it a little bit at the bottom and I just get this full lip look that I absolutely love. The Charlotte Tilbury product that I mentioned is the Color Chameleon in Pillow Talk. It's $29 US and $26 in Canada. It's this lovely, soft, pinky, nude color. You know how Pillow Talk is.
Yeah.
But when I looked it up, I realized it's not a lip product at all, guys.
I was just about to break
this. It's an eyeshadow. It's an eyeshadow. And here is where my beef with Charlotte Tilbury products lies these days.
I was like, is that
when you have a pillow talk?
Keep going here, or what do I do? I'm like, oh, she's in. Okay, yeah, keep going.
I'm off on a tangent. So, you know, this is what happens when you name everything under the planet pillow talk, is that an old timer like me goes back to the original pillow talk, which was a lipstick and it was a shade. And then now it's been put on absolutely everything. And you get this product that looks like a lip pencil. It looks like the NARS chubby ones, but it's actually an eye pencil. And you get somebody like me who can't see very well because I'm in my 40s now. And on the packaging, it says Charlotte Tilbury Color Chameleon Pillow Talk. That's all it says. Doesn't say anything about eyes. Doesn't say anything about lips. You know, it's not inclusive to people in their 40s who need readers and can't see anything. Mm-hmm. And this is an issue I have with the industry at large. But you know what? I'm being creative. Mm-hmm. I'm playing with makeup and I love the look of it. And I haven't broken out or, you know, dyed yet. So we're going to have fun with it. Okay. Do you have any last little tidbits of makeup before I hit you with my favorite product that I've been obsessed with
I'm
lately.
I'm going to just pipe in with one quick little mini review because I know a few people DM me about this. And this is about the Our Self Lip Conditioner set and the lip plumper. So Our Self, I'm really loving this brand. I've tried a whole bunch of different products from them. I'm really impressed with the quality. I think we should probably talk to the founders sooner than later. Tracy Ellis Ross put this product onto our radar. And basically what's meant to be is like a two-step system for plumping your lips. So there's like a click-up pencil that you, or pen, sorry, mm-hmm. and you put that all over and it definitely tingles, not going to lie. So my lips looked fuller afterwards. And then you put this lip conditioner on the top, and that sort of like quells the tingly feeling. But this also, I believe, I can't remember what the, if this is mint or what it is. I'm just going to put it on again.
Okay.
Yeah, this has like a minty quality to it. Did my lips look fuller? Oh, hell yes. They looked really full. Oh. If you want to have that look of like injections without doing anything to your lips, it absolutely works. But you have to use so much product. It's just not economical in my view to buy this, because the click up pen, it looks like a pen. It's very skinny and it doesn't have a lot of product in it. And you're meant to put it on 3 times a day. And then, on the Ourself lip conditioner, which is kind of like a jumbo footed, doe footed lip gloss on top of it. So you're just going through a lot of product to, you know, very quickly you'd be at the amount of money that you would spend on lip injections. So the whole idea is that it's sort of this like subcutaneous plumping that's going on, but it's like anything that's topical, you stop using it, you're going to stop seeing the benefits. So it's one of those things.
Right.
It's $145 for the lip filler.
Whoa.
Just for the skinny pen. By the way, it did win an Elle Beauty Award last year. And it
because they don't care about prices.
No, of course not. And then the gloss, the lip plumping and enhancing. Okay, so the regimen to buy them together is $180.
Okay. Wow. But that's a lot. But like you could get filler for that.
For sure. But if that is your Achilles heel, if that's something you're really self-conscious about.
Right.
I'm telling you,
and you don't want to get a needle.
Yeah, it's as advertised. It works. You just got to use a lot of product.
And one thing I will say is the average lipstick or lip gloss, if you're wearing it for the day, you're probably applying it 3 times.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? In the morning, one touch up.
Yeah.
Maybe in the evening, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, interesting. Well, I'm glad you gave us that review.
Pausing for a moment to share a word from TLC, one of our show partners this week. Okay, everyone probably knows by now that I'm a reality TV junkie, and I'm telling you to brace yourself right now because the mega pop sensation is back. Of course, I'm talking about TLC's Dr. Pimple Popper with the queen of pop herself, Dr. Sandra Lee. And every season seems to get, shall we say, juicier? And this one is no different. It's the show that everyone loves to cringe through every minute, every Wednesday night on TLC. Truly, sometimes I have to put my hands over my eyes and watch like through my fingers because I can't turn it off, but sometimes I just can't look at it either. It's just such fascinating work that Dr. Lee does, and you can't look away. And just when you think she's seen it all come through her office, there's another wild case that surfaces. You know, we can forget that the skin is the largest organ on our body. So the possibility of skin challenges are endless. Like the limit does not exist. In one of the episodes this season, there's a person who has more than 400 tumors on his body. 400. And what sticks with you is the crazy difference in the before and afters once Dr. Lee works her magic. She's so calm and professional, and she just gets on with it. And the transformations are always life-changing. I think Dr. Lee could be called the queen of confidence because that's really what she's restoring to people's lives. So watch an all-new season of Dr. Pimple Popper Wednesdays at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central on TLC. Set your DVR. Once again, an all-new season of Dr. Pimple Popper Wednesdays at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central on TLC. Set your DVR now. We'll link to this in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
I also want to talk about a product that actually does what it says. Okay. And I'm so impressed by it. I had to share. It's the Milk Makeup Pore Eclipse Mattifying and Blurring Setting Spray. It's in this cool black bottle. And it's rather large. It's $36 US and $49 in Canada. And basically, I have to be honest with you, I've never been a person who's into setting sprays. It's just another step that I don't want to do. But I finally decided to try a setting spray because Primers have been letting me down. You've got to find the right foundation that works with that primer, which isn't always easy.
Yeah.
And more often than not, I'm just being really honest, my makeup is still breaking up by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. It's not really helping me. So why am I doing it? Or why would I spend that money? So with the Milk Makeup setting spray, and I know they had another one, I just hadn't tried it. It goes with the Milk Makeup primer, that sticky one, which I do like in the summertime, if I have the right foundation. But this one is, it just works. Like it, my makeup stays on longer. It's not breaking up, and it does have a mattifying, but I still, you know, if I'm using like a glowy foundation underneath, it still looks glowy and great, but my makeup is just not sliding everywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel sticky on my face. I do feel like just the texture was a bit better, I would say. When we went to LA, for example, and we were under all those lights in the studio, I brought this product because it's the only thing that I knew would make my makeup last longer. Mm-hmm. And I do think that it worked. So I put it on before I do the final step with mascara. And I'll probably use this till the end, I would say. This is a new product for spring, but I'm glad I tried it.
Pretty chic as well in the black packaging. Did you see the TikTok going around about Milk Makeup and the shrinkflation of it all? And that was like sort of the real reason that they were like sort of repackaging all these things is because they tried to spin it. For instance, you know how they had those sticks that were a little bit bigger for like highlighting, bronzing and whatever?
Yeah.
Those used to be like one full ounce of product. And then they launched the little mini ones that are 0.25 of an ounce. Like it's a quarter of the size and they're charging the same.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it could be a option instead of raising the price. They're going smaller with the packaging. I get that.
But
everybody's
three quarters?
Had to raise prices. Yeah, no, that's insane. But I will say that their formulas are amazing
for
a lot of milk products, but their packaging is shit for a lot of products. And you and I have talked about this, that foundation that was in the clicker, the concealer that was in the clicker, we both said we liked it, but not the packaging. Mm-hmm. This one is pretty good, but when I traveled with it, it did get a bit cloggy. And so the mist didn't come out quite as good. And in our last Damn Goods, I talked about the contour stick, which I love. But when you first open it and you pop off the cap, you're going to get your nail in it. And again, in the reviews, everybody says that. They're like, I love this contour stick so much, but the packaging sucks. So it's like, I understand what you're saying, but I also think maybe they're doing an overhaul because they're just trying to be too clever.
Well, yeah, that I remember when we spoke to Zana Roberts Rossi, one of the co-founders of the brand, and she said like one of the main criteria for the packaging was that it could never have been used before. So it's like that's cool.
Interesting.
But it's also perhaps there's a reason it's never been used before. It's, you know, maybe not that user friendly.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I think you don't need to be that clever.
Do us all a favor, a solid. Just make the packaging practical. You know what I mean? I just have one last thing that I want to shout out. My son, Ryan, poor little guy, has had eczema all over his hands.
Mm-hmm. Or eczema.
And it's been really bad.
I'm never sure how to say
it. Or eczema.
Yeah.
Depending on what side of the border you're on. And it's been really bad. And I've been traveling a lot, so I haven't had time to take him to the pediatrician or derm. So bad mom moment, just being really honest. So I've been trying to cope at home. Mm-hmm. I went to this Gold Bond event and they talked to me about this intensive eczema relief cream with 1% hydrocortisone. And this is an over-the-counter product because it's only 1% hydrocortisone. Mm-hmm. And that I noticed, like I had been trying, you know, La Roche-Posay, Aven, trying that stuff. And his hands were just like bubbly, bumpy and like bleeding because it was just they were scratching and stuff. When you put cream on that directly, it's painful, right?
Yeah,
on a kid.
Of course.
It's really hard. So what I've been doing is we talk about the skin flooding and all of that stuff. So, you know, I've been spraying this on first, the Bioderma Atoderm SOS spray.
Yeah.
This one is like you have to have this in your household if you have people with sensitive skin, especially with kids. Mm-hmm. $18 US, 23 in Canada. It's this giant can. It's almost like a Vichy water spray. Mm-hmm. And it just has all of these like healing properties in the water. I'm not going to go over every ingredient, but it sprays on like water. You can even put it on babies. So I spray it on his hands, mm-hmm. and I'm like, just wave them to let them dry until they're damp. And then I put the cold cream on top, mm-hmm. and it's less harsh on his hands because it does dilute it a little bit. But it actually, like when I was putting the cream straight on it, like the La Roche, the Cicaplast, mm-hmm. it was just sitting on top. It wasn't mm-hmm. rubbing in at all because the skin was so rough. Mm. So I found that method really worked, this combo. I'm not going to say it healed his eczema because right. that has to be like a drug. Yes. But I definitely think he's been more comfortable mm. and there is a noticeable, visible improvement. Like it's not cracking and bleeding. But because it hasn't gone altogether, I still have to take him in and get like a proper, like a higher medicated dose. But if you have a less severe case or you're trying to hold it at bay, then, you know, I think this combo, just a heads up.
Yeah.
Anyone with eczema good. Out there. And I thought of it too, because my sister has eczema on her hands. Mm-hmm. And I remember her saying, of all the products you gave me, Carlene, the Gold Bond worked the best. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, ding. I was like, that's something to, you know, reach into the closet for if you've got it around. Sorry, I know we're running out of time, guys, but this Satya Organic, the eczema jar,
okay,
is also really great. It's $37 US, $45 in Canada. And it's actually founded by a woman who is First Nations,
okay,
Indigenous. Her name's Patrice Masseau, I want to say. It's out of Vancouver, this line. Sometimes, again, with the creams, they're just too burning on kids. Yes. So this product is really more of almost like a all natural version, let's say, of like a petroleum. Like it's really an ointment.
Like a healing ointment.
And so,
yeah,
exactly. And I was using on this on him at first, and it was, I found that it did calm it down quite a bit. Like even good. Overnight, I noticed a big difference in comparison to, again, like a Cicaplast that I had been trying, but it just over time wasn't making it go away. So I moved on to the hydrocortisone. Right. So I do think this is a steroid-free eczema relief organic option. It's really like small batch crafted kind of thing. Yeah, that's it for today's episode, everyone. We've been shopping our stash, and let us know what you've maybe rediscovered from your stash that hopefully isn't expired. I'm pretty naughty on that front, but some of these things that I pulled out from the archives were never opened. So yes. I always give myself a little extra leniency when they haven't been opened. But yeah, everything we talked about today is listed on our website. Let us know what you think, and we'll see you next week.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.